Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your grandfather is very funny, he says to Michael.
Oh.
Now, Rob, it's what I get.
I know, but it's never good.
I said, and I looked at her and I went, and this time I played it up because she's directly across
me.
And I looked back and I said, grandfather, bother.
I've basically have a subscription to a language service that I basically come and go to.
Is it Babbel?
It is not. Babbel, last I checked, didn't actually have Japanese. No, it's not Rosetta Stone.
Is it OnlyFans?
There are categories under it.
I know.
Is she teaching you things?
Well, she's older.
Older than you?
Yes.
Do you know how old you are now, Charlie? In December, what? You will be... You will be 83.
Holy sh!
Charlie, you can't say that.
So, all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hi, it's Rob.
And Oscar. Look, people, we're going to jump right into it. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Roll the tape.
Overseas tonight, officials in Paris say two, quote, drunk American tourists got stuck and fell asleep in the Eiffel Tower. Security guards finding them in the morning, sleeping between the second and third floors. Firefighters helping them down, delaying the tower's opening by an hour. Tonight, French authorities say they will not charge the Americans.
Okay.
Yes.
I saw this story, and as soon as I saw this, I sent the bat signal out. I said, we have to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been informed that we do have a phone number for these miscreants.
All right, so we can call over there to the Eiffel Tower now.
Please.
Okay, please. Let's do this.
Oh, we haven't upgraded that phone yet.
No, we've got an older phone here.
Yeah. I thought it was digital.
No. It's a rotary phone.
International call.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hopefully they pick up. It is a big antenna.
Yes.
Bonsoir.
Oh, no.
Bonsoir.
Is this the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, it is.
And this is the security division of the Eiffel Tower, yes?
Yes, the security, the evening security guard at the Eiffel Tower.
Okay. This is
bonsoir.
Merci,
s'il vous plaît.
Bonsoir. This is Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana from
Excuse
the Mike O'Mara. This is Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana from the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're on the air, sir.
Yes.
Je ne comprends pas.
Oh, he speaks only French.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Oui.
So you speak English?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. English is my first language.
Okay, well, you said you didn't understand us.
Sorry.
I heard a name that I was confused about. What's your name again?
My name is Rob Spiewak. His name is Oscar Santana.
Hi.
Rob.
Yes.
Oscar.
Yes.
It's Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie.
I work at the Eiffel Tower now.
When did you get your passport back?
A while back when they kicked me out.
I know that you hadn't traveled since the beginning of COVID.
I was deported.
Really?
Yeah. I was deported after, when I went down to the protest on January 6th.
Yeah, what were you doing down there anyway? You never really
supporting gave my president, the rightful winner of the election in 2016.
Charlie.
2020.
The last.
You're not big on numbers, are you?
20.
It was 20, yes.
Yeah.
2020.
This is crazy because the last we talked to you, you were in the Suez. You were in the middle of the Suez.
I was in the Suez Canal.
Yes.
There are a lot of French Correct. People in Egypt.
Gotcha.
And one of my French friends, Pierre, said, Charlie, I know a great job where you don't have to work that hard and you get paid lots of bank, and it's at the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France. Mm. And I said, but I don't. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
God! God! They're bringing another police car by. Yeah, right down there. Yeah. All right, hey, Carl, when you're out, can you get me a
Charlie, we're on
Thank
the air.
You. What?
We're on the air.
We're on the air.
On the air.
Yeah. So anyway, I got a job at the Eiffel Tower working security, and it's a great gig. It's so beautiful here. It's so beautiful here.
It's the
here.
City of lights, Charlie.
And the women. Ooh la la.
Charlie.
Hold on a second. What? What? Right down there. Hello, it's me.
Charlie, the reason why we called, I don't know if this is a coincidence or this is just fate.
Yes.
It's always a coincidence when I talk to you guys. It's always amazing to me.
My question to you is the following.
Fire away.
It's Paris. It's the love is in the air. Mm-hmm. It's a city of romance.
It is.
Yep.
What happened?
Rob stopped playing the French music in the background.
I did.
I gotta have it. It's my mojo, man.
You want that? Okay, Charlie, we can do that.
What was your question again, Oscar?
I said, what happened? Headlines, news, international news.
Yeah,
what happened?
Oh, I got yelled at again. I got yelled at when I pushed the wrong breaker box, and I stopped the elevator up at the top, and people couldn't get back down. That happened like my second week here.
Right.
And, I said, excusez-moi, American, nous on el jabo, Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Run, shut the door, I'm on the radio. Hello.
Charlie, you got yelled at? They identified an American couple.
Yes.
Oh, that was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The other night, two nights ago.
Right. Well, the time difference, I know, misses with
Drunken
your head.
Drunken Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were making love?
No. I got my job. I pressed the wrong electrical circuit. I stopped the elevator. They yelled at me. They kept me on. And now everybody's mad at me again because I was the security guard on duty when the Drunken Americans got stuck at the top of the Eiffel Tower, Oscar.
Did you see them come in?
No.
No, because I thought if they're Americans, maybe you could have made conversation with them.
I was on my break.
What is your break schedule?
My break schedule is I arrive. I'm the night shift.
Of course you are.
So I arrive at seis. And that's Spanish. What is six? French six. Entre trois, I go at 7 p.m. I arrive from my shift and I work. Hold on a second. Shut the goddamn door!
Are you like on the street level? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm down in the security office. We don't have it at the top, Rob.
Oh, I thought you would be. Maybe do you ever go?
What's the point of that?
Do you ever go up to the top of the tower?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, all the time.
What about the stairs?
The stairs? I'm not gonna. You gonna walk that many flights of stairs? That's like 10 flights.
It's more than that, Charlie.
But I don't, you know, I don't know numbers so good. That's the way it always works. But man, oh man, I'm in trouble because they're Americans.
Yeah, they think it's you.
Of course they're Americans.
Yes, sleepy
and
Americans.
I said, get out of here, you fool.
You said it like Elvis.
Get out of here.
Did they have a bottle of wine with them?
They had wine. They had Aperol. They had vodka.
Ooh.
They had creme de menthe. And all in a bucket.
It's like French jungle juice.
Now, I'm curious, Charlie, have you ever been to the restaurant that's in the Eiffel Tower? Jules Verne.
They have a restaurant here?
Yeah, you don't know that, a security guard. There's two restaurants in the Eiffel Tower.
Is it at the top or the bottom?
It's, Jules Verne's at the top.
Really?
Yes, you should go up there and get yourself something to eat.
Well, I'm still relatively new, but there was press all over this joint.
Charlie.
Yeah.
What's the direct TV signal like up there?
Miss Paul. let me see if I can answer your question. Je cherche cet adresse.
What?
Excuse me?
I am looking for his address. What I didn't know for the first week is that I can't speak French.
Right.
I do a great French accent. And I think know what they call me? Frenchy Charlie. Frenchy Charlie would like to answer all your questions.
There's probably a process to you shutting down in the evening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's that process look like for you?
A big red switch.
Just one?
Yeah. It turns off all the Christmas lights that are on the Eiffel Tower.
You don't have to sweep the perimeter?
No, that's the maintenance crew.
Do you have anyone
They're
working?
They're all immigrants.
Well,
they are. Do all of them.
You're an immigrant.
Yes.
No, technically you're right. I like to call myself an expat.
What does that mean, Charlie? Do you know?
Nope.
No.
Well, he's an ex-customer of Patriot Harley Davidson.
When do you, do you have anyone that works under you?
Yes, I do.
Who works under you?
Claude.
Of course, Claude.
Is that
Claude
the person
helps
you...
helps me with security. He goes to the top. Hold up. Go get my microphone.
Still hasn't gotten his
croissant. I want some butter on it.
Is Claude the guy you make love with?
No. That's Yvette.
Ooh, oh, you found yourself a lady.
A woman.
Is she teaching you things?
Well, she's older.
Older than you?
Yes.
Do you know how old you are now, Charlie? I'm curious. In December, you will be 83.
Jesus. But how old is Mike? Wow. Holy shit.
Charlie, you can't say that.
Wow.
So, how old is Yvette?
C'est combien?
That's how many years?
Hmm?
How much is it?
C'est combien?
Oh, yeah, that's what I asked Yvette when she was on the corner.
Oh.
Near the Champs-Élysées.
Merci beaucoup, blah, 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 blah.
But Yvette's wonderful. She's a little older than I am. She's 90. And she can do things. Oh, my God. The French are so, how you say, talented.
Does she cook for you?
She cooks for me. She cleans for me.
What's her
signature? She cleans me.
What's her signature dish, Charlie?
Her signature dish, hamburger helper. With a French touch, you know?
What is the French touch?
Dice snails?
One of those little paper fags on the toothpick.
Oh, beautiful. Yes.
Which is right on top. Right on top of the noodles and the ground beef.
And how does she serve it?
Shut the door. What?
How does she serve it?
Naked.
Yeah, I thought so.
She wears an apron. It's the way the French. How you say, that's the way they roll.
The French roll?
Yeah, she rocks. And then I never take a shower or a bath. She cleans me.
How is she effective at cleaning you?
She takes a towel, goes into the sink. It's an outdoor-indoor sink. It's just like Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, I'm picturing your apartment, Charlie. Does it have one spigot for hot and one spigot for cold?
Yeah, you've been there.
Yes.
Yes, sounds like it.
And it's got a giant window overlooking all the city.
Let me
the
guess.
The entire city.
Let me guess. Very tall ceilings and
yes.
a beat up wooden floor.
You've been there. And then Yvette and I make beautiful love. Beautiful, beautiful love.
Does she ever pose for you and you paint her? In...
I don't paint her, Oscar. I draw her. I
you
pencil
draw her.
Sketch her.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the movie The Titanic?
Ah, yes.
Oh, I
yes,
love the
yes.
movie The Titanic.
Yeah. The Titanic. She's my rose.
Very nice.
Oh. That's right, Rose. That's right. She shows me a rose. You want to hear about that?
No, I don't think so.
She shows me what she calls her French rose.
Is it wilted?
Oh. It's beautiful, ass.
Sorry,
don't
Charlie.
Don't make me get mad at you.
Charlie, all you're right. in love?
Yes.
Hold on. Claude's down there. Claude? Oh, my God.
What?
Claude's dead.
What have you done now?
I don't know. Look, he's not responding. Now he's just drunk again. He's drunk on absinthe.
Oh, yes. The artists love
wee,
it.
Wee. Charlie, wee, wee, wee.
You know, Mike yes. O'Mara has had access, and so have I, for that matter, to a monument at night, but they've never allowed us up there drunk.
That's right.
I did a bad thing. I left the door unlocked. The Eiffel Tower front door.
The front door and to the Eiffel Tower.
Front door to the Eiffel Tower.
And where, can you explain
on the ceiling if you want me.
Can you explain how the front door to the Eiffel Tower
yeah, which,
works?
Which leg is it
well,
in?
Well, it's big.
Yes.
It's got a giant knockers.
Nice knockers.
It's got big knockers.
Yeah.
And then we let them all in the morning, the tourists, you know. And I just do the same thing when I'm working day shift that I always do. 9 a.m. I said, it's up there. Take the elevator. Ticket, please. Just like, it's like working at, you know, an amusement park. It's the same damn thing. Go up there. Yeah, go see it. I climb the Eiffel Tower. Whoop-de-whoop.
What's,
big, tall tower.
You know, speaking of which, have you been to Euro Disney if you're in Paris?
I have not.
Oh, you should make your way over there.
I've been to the Louvre.
The what?
Excuse us?
I've been to the Louvre Museum.
Oh, the Louvre.
The Louvre,
yeah.
Louvre.
Louvre.
Let's use the proper term. It is like Louvre.
It's the Louvre.
Yeah.
Charlie, I'm curious, since you're there all the time, do you find things like lost and found? What does that look like these days?
No, what I do primarily, Oscar, is when I go to the top, especially at night.
Yes.
And I'm the only one up there, except obviously the other night with those two Americans getting drunk.
Yeah, drunk.
I go to
drunk.
The very, very top, and I lean over and I spit. It's so much fun. It's like, wee, blip. I hit a pigeon once.
Does it ever hit Claude?
No. Claude stays in the security room.
Yeah, well, he should.
We have a bunch of black and white monitors. None of them work. None of them work. Yeah. Yeah, for as long as I can remember, the French mechanics have been effing us.
Yeah.
I really remember that. That's
now,
the
how
way
about,
it goes.
Do you have to wear a uniform as a security
yes.
guard? Can you describe it for me, please?
Are you familiar with The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, very much
oh,
so.
Of course.
Are you familiar with the flying monkeys?
Yes.
Something like that.
So a vest? No pants?
Striped vest?
Yes. And no
bellhop
pants.
Hat.
Yes. Well, I thought you'd be wearing a beret. No doubt.
I'm not wearing a beret. No, I am wearing a bellhop hat.
A bellhop
that
hat.
That means I'm security.
Yes.
Sometimes we wear top hats on holiday.
Yes, and hard
like
shoes.
Like Bastille Day when they cut off heads.
Oh, that's, when is that? That's July 14th.
1789.
Charlie, is it true that the Eiffel Tower is also an antenna?
I can't divulge all of the secrets of the Eiffel Tower, Oscar.
I believe I everyone
know.
Knows that it's an antenna,
oh, I
Charlie.
Know. I don't know nothing. I don't know
You know
nothing.
About the front door.
Are you FM or AM?
I'm FM. F-A-M-A, as they say in French.
Yeah.
Thank
How
you.
About Yvette? Is she FM or AM?
She's both. She gets both signals. Airtight.
What, Charlie?
That's right. Oh, man. Hey, listen. Oh. I got to go relieve Claude.
Did you get
and
your
then
baguette?
I got to go relieve. I got to dump Big Charlie.
Yes.
Big Charlie?
Big Charlie's got to come out.
Where's the bathroom in that place?
I got
place?
A Frenchman poking out.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. It's all the food. All the food.
Okay.
Rich food. Rich
the pastries, the cheeses.
Before you go.
Wine.
First off, you're still employed, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you have a hack for when, like, maybe a tourist hack for the Eiffel Tower that you can share with our audience?
Please.
There, when you come to Paris, a lot of people go to the fromagerie. The fromagerie.
It's a cheese shop.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And there's a great cheese that nobody buys. It's the best French cheese in the world, and nobody buys it. It just sits there. All the other cheeses sell.
What
is
it?
This one's always on sale. Mozzarella. It's the best.
I bet.
They put on all sorts of stuff. It's really good. I like it on French bread.
That'd be excellent. Maybe a little tomato sauce?
Oh, yum, yum, yum. Yeah, my favorite food. I make French pizza.
Charlie, don't get fired.
Yeah,
don't get fired.
It's been really a slice of heaven talking to you. I miss home.
Yeah, well,
please, for all the listeners of the Michael Mara shows, Charlie Stuang Stabilek saying, folks, write your senators and congressmen and tell them Charlie needs to be returned to the United States because it's his home country.
Yeah, I'm
he
sorry.
Wants to go back to Hyattsville, Maryland, where he was, where he's a fine tax-paying citizen.
I'm sorry about your deportation.
Well, it wasn't a piece of cake, it wasn't, but I took a plea deal.
You took a plea deal?
Yeah,
Who represented you?
I rolled on the other Proud Boys. But I'm still right here in my ticker. I'm a Proud Boy at heart.
Of course.
Yeah, don't let those people come over our borders. Take our jobs.
Charlie.
Rape our women.
Charlie,
you literally went to another country.
Yeah.
I got no choice.
You imported yourself?
Yeah.
They said, where do you want to go? I said, I want to go to the Suez Canal and pilot ships. And then I got that one stuck, and then they sent me to France, where I'm working at the Eiffel Tower, at least I was, until the two Americans got, you know, S-faced up top.
Yeah. I think probably you're in safe. Because it's a three strikes and you're out policy.
Yeah,
You've got one more.
One more life.
Even if they take me back to the United States, I've got a compromise. Since I'm in France right now, they can send me to French Lick. That's in Indiana.
Right.
Okay.
Larry Bird comes from there.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right, bye, Charlie.
I gotta take a big dog.
I understand.
A big mozzarella dog.
Cheese fueled. That's it. Charlie. Bye bye, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Hang up
on him.
Hang up, Charlie. Hang up. Hang up.
He's up top. All right.
Bye.
Charlie, hang up.
Hang up.
Are you still on the line?
Charlie, I need you to hang up.
Yeah, you got to hang up.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Ciao, ciao.
That was Charlie Stuang Stabilek.
What did I miss?
Working at the Eiffel Tower. Oh, well, there you are.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Charlie, you remember Charlie Stuang Stabilek?
Don't have any recollection.
Then never mind. Yeah. Doesn't affect you then.
All right. Very good. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry I missed that. I was running late. I was down at the pediatrician's office with my kid.
Okay.
Is Michael okay?
He's got a chronic cough that he hasn't shaken since we came back from Maine, and he deals with allergies and stuff like that. And we got tired of him hacking away.
Sure.
And it's great. He had like a sneezing fit right when the doctor, the 50 minutes late doctor, came in.
Mm.
And you know when Oscar refers to me as a wild card?
Yeah.
I was so wild.
Wild,
I bet.
Wild.
Because I got there at 20 after
15
1.
15 is one thing. 50's terrible.
Yeah.
I got there at 20 after 1 for a 1:50 appointment, and at 2:40 is when I saw the doctor.
Mm.
When you
That's
texted me,
ridiculous.
When you texted me you were at the pediatrician and I didn't get a follow-up, I assume you were doctor shopping. Like I did in that-
For my pills?
Yeah, like the Matthew Broderick show.
Are you watching that
Almost
show?
Done with it. It is dark.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
It is.
What a scummy people. But anyway, all's right with the world. We got him treated and everything seems to be
he's okay.
A-okay.
Yes, that's great.
We're happy that's done. But at the same time, the office, kid comes in and in the waiting room of this pediatrician's office, and this is where I fall squarely in the category. A couple of things happened that reminded me.
Mm.
Okay. You know, maybe a younger dude should be doing what I'm doing, right?
Okay.
That's why.
Fatherhood?
Yeah. So I'm in there. Everything's cool until we got really late. Getting into the 45-minute mark, and I'm pissed off. I'm really pissed off. I go over not once, but twice. And,
Did they volunteer any information to you? Like, I'm sorry.
Not the first time. Not the first time. Couldn't do that, Rob. Couldn't do that. Too busy with her Funyuns.
Very busy.
Too busy with her Funyuns. Stuffing her Funyuns. And a lot of...
A lot of the straws coming out of the coffee drinks in that office.
Of course.
A lot of Funyuns eating his job. One, not the patients, not the screaming Mimi kids that are out there.
Of course not.
With the 1970s decor in the office.
They all look alike and they all smell alike.
The paper mache pelicans that suck. And then about the time we're 45 minutes late, the worst behaved child in the world comes in with his 3,000-year-old grandmother. And she has no ability whatsoever to control this child. And the child, there's one paper mache giant pelican that has one talon up on a stump.
Yeah.
And the kid uses the stump, the paper mache stump, as his own personal effing drum set. And he's wailing on this thing. And the mother, who really looks like Ann Ramsey, is just like, stop that, or I'll take you out to the car. And I'm sitting there going, oh, and Michael is rolling his eyes at this kid.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And then we finally go back, and the nurse comes back, Ana Maria. And I share with her, I said, there's another famous Ana Maria. Do you know her? Ana Maria Alberghetti. And she looks at me like I'm ridiculous. And then it's just like, your grandfather is very funny, she says to Michael. Now, Rob, it's what I get. It's
I
what
know,
I deal
but
with.
It's never good.
I said, and I looked at her, and I went, and this time I played it up because she's directly across from me. And I looked back, and I said, grandfather, father. Then I told the doctor about it. I said, Michael, are you going to tell mommy that the nurse said that I was your grandfather? And Michael's too busy, like, going,
right, he's coughing,
To get in with the joke. And then the doctor came in and was, very, very thorough.
Mm.
And we hatched the plan. And because he went off his allergy medicine about to the same time that he started getting crappy. So we'll see. And, that's it. So it was,
Never fun to go to the pediatrician with your kid. I'm glad it seemed to seek some resolution, though. That's good.
Well, I'm Mr. Mom. Carl is out there slaying the dragon.
Yeah.
And,
what's the kid cough? Is it croup?
Is that croup? That's for infants.
For youngers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little bitties.
Maybe I shouldn't have
Rob
kids.
And I were racing to answer that. But it's
what's a cough for a kid his age?
I don't know. Just a cough. It's a nagging, hacking. And I had him cough on cue. I said, well, what is the cough like? I said, show her the cough. And he goes, and it doesn't stop
it's
him
like
from
a
doing that
show.
Jog. You guys get the little video I sent you last night?
Cool. Yes.
Very
at
cool.
At football
killing
practice.
Yes.
That was pretty bad. That's bad. There he is.
Yep.
Leading the pack. He's not 100%. He's not feeling 100%. You know what he is? 100% effort.
He's dedicated.
That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was sick really and he was leading the pack.
Leading the pack. And you know how he does? Jeez. See how he's kind of jogging when he came down?
Yeah.
He does the full, I told you, he does the full-blown sprint at the beginning. And then he's just coasted at the end. See a little high five he got from Coach Joe
did
Rogan?
See that. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I think it's nice that Joe Rogan's taking the time out to coach the
that
league.
That guy
well,
doesn't do
a guy
do,
who looks exactly like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, he's in shape.
Yeah. Mm. And he's opinionated.
He can do all the same exercise.
Really?
Kids too. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun. It's fun. So anyway, it's great to be here. It's a Thursday program.
Thursday.
An awful lot to cover. When we come back, we're going to delay the round table till the third
tableau.
Break. Because I know that Oscar wants to talk about Mac.
Yes.
Our boy, Michael McIntosh. But before we go to break, I just wanted to touch base on one particular item that's been nagging me just a wee bit. And that is that, where did I put it? Hold on. It's right here. I hate social media. That's what I, it's my lead. And just wanted to get this off my chest, but I didn't want to spend a lot of time doing it.
Right.
So I disciplined myself to only talk about it when I'm up on a break. And that's why, I'm sorry, but I felt like people needed to be enlightened. And for that one guy in Maine, hi, dim nuts, the guy that was writing about me talking about the weather. Yeah, I cop to it. I'm weather obsessed. And then our boy right here, Oscar Santana, in a very thoughtful way, posts a picture of the fires in Hawaii that were weather related. And it just happens to be that weather items are top of mind.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you doing that because it was a very non-engaging way of really showing them, hey, how about this?
Two
Nimrods?
Big stories.
Yes, yeah, huge.
Flash floods in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
10 dogs drown.
Yes.
At District Dogs.
Right.
So
is
I
it the
hear
Weather
another
Channel or is it the Mike O'Meara Show? Hey, is it my bag in your mouth? Or are you choking to death?
If I got to hear another dead dog story,
I got to talk about a dog dying.
It's a little dog.
named Snuggles.
Okay, let's take a break then.
All right, then.
We'll be right back with more things. We're going to talk about Mike McIntosh.
Yes.
When we come back.
This will thrill you.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Whatever. All right. We are sponsored by Groove Life. It's time to elevate your belt game. I've switched exclusively to Groove Life belts. And look, I know it's frustrating when I do this every
You're
time
You're actually
during
wearing
the show,
a different belt every day.
Yes. I'm going to hold it up there if you can get a good
so
look.
So you've
at
invested.
That. Yeah.
You're
so
in.
Here's the deal.
They weren't all sent
this
to
is
him.
A really, this is a much larger belt than I require.
Oh, I see
so
what you've done
see
there, yeah.
If you wanted all the groove, and they you just get your general
yeah,
size
I like
range,
to cut mine.
And then, you know, that might be a good idea, but yeah. I don't want to maim the belt. I don't want to, I don't want to, not maim, what's the world at?
Well,
I don't
no,
want
would
to
be
maul
it.
The belt. I don't want to massacre
You
want to
keep
belt.
Your options open.
I don't want to. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't
Circumcise?
Want to.
Circumcise?
Destroy?
No. It's another word
Circumvent?
For like maim. I don't want to.
Maim
anyway,
is
I
pretty
forgot.
Close, I think.
64, that goes. Those little thoughts that you want to get.
The
there,
maim game.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. I'd like to apologize to the group. But
send it right off to the client.
Yeah. I wear these belts all the time.
This
Look,
is why he doesn't maim his belt.
That's
this
right.
This is the thing. It's got a hook right here, but it's more magnetic than hook. You hear this?
Yeah. That's yes.
It. So great.
Look at that.
Boom, bam.
Look at that.
Imagine
and
if you would, a superhero belt. It
yes.
looks like a superhero oh. belt. It is
it, what
tailored
it does,
to
it
your
looks
life.
Like, maybe I can relate to the golfers out there. It's really a perfect golf belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect athletic belt is what it is. And these are being worn more by people in with dress outfits and stuff like that. The Groove belt is the bomb. I don't wear any other belts anymore, and I'm telling you the truth. It features unique webbing with the ideal stretch, just a little bit of stretch, and a revolutionary buckle design utilizing powerful neodymium. There it is. Hold on.
It's amazing the way it clasps on.
Just snap it up. Thanks for picking me up. Just snap it on effortlessly. Say goodbye to annoying belt flaps with the innovative Stiff Tech Buckle. I didn't know that had a name.
Yes.
I didn't even know that until right now. The Stiff Tech Buckle. Let's see if it's on there anywhere. Yes, it is. It's right there. You can see it. Size XL. This is an XL belt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so long. And pretty soon I'll be into an L, I think.
Maybe an
sure.
M.
With Groove Life's 94-year warranty,
yes.
it's the
yes.
ultimate belt investment. But wait, there's more. Groove Life offers exceptional wallets and so much more. Upgrade your essentials with Groove Life today. They just build stuff right.
It's great.
It's really well designed and it's well manufactured. It's time to bring your belt into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our link. It's really worth it. Because you'll get a great deal. GrooveLife.com/TMOS, 20% off your order. One last time, GrooveLife.com/20% off your order. Just click the button on our website.
Do
All
it.
Right, Michael McIntosh, as we come back here, and then we'll do
all
the
week. I've been trying to get
that.
To this. Thank mm-hmm. you.
I know you have, and I'm sorry we just had one of those weeks. It's busy. The new format is a little tougher to manage to get everything in, but that's a good sign because we're generating some interesting stuff
some
to
heat.
Talk about.
Yes.
Yes, it's
Mike McIntosh, we've known for over a decade. And somehow, like a bad social disease, he keeps on like surfacing, coming back into the fold.
Did he not join us in the house days?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been, the segments where we would call him and have him on the phone were always just really fun for us.
Yeah.
And I think they were fun for you too, Mac. And we had a good time with him. And so
and we still
here he
do.
Is now
we still
at
do.
Podville Media.
Yeah, he's in full force. So
he
I get
gets
a lot,
the joke. The,
I get a lot
the common
of
thread is get the joke,
yes.
don't you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If sure. you don't get the joke, get off the show.
Exactly.
So, or leave the show. We'll see you later. So I talk to Mac on a regular basis. We're going into roughly his one month anniversary here. And, you know, I think we're if you work with someone close enough, you start picking up like small idiosyncrasies or like
yep.
personality traits you just didn't see before.
Like the fact that Mac has one leg shorter than the other. We didn't know this at first.
And you can hear him down the hall.
Exactly.
Really, sounds like a tap dancer coming down the hallway.
And
it's a beautiful thing.
Lately, he's been doing this bit where he starts sharing different interests with the group, or if everybody's eating lunch or if we're sitting around, we're talking about a project, there's some downtime, or we're setting up some equipment, just small talk, that really were confusing to me, but also a little, that's just off-putting. And then you're like, Oscar, what could be off-putting?
Yeah, what would he say that would be cause for concern?
He, over the past 2 weeks, has been, he said, like, I'll give you the best example possible.
Okay.
He's been talking about anime at a high level. That's one thing. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of strange. I knew, we knew another guy that worked on Pony.
But in a way, that means he's feeling comfortable, I think.
Fair.
Yeah.
And then last Friday, he said that he was learning Japanese.
That's, what is it, something about sitting in that chair? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this...
Hey. Not done.
When spoken to, Matt.
Please.
Fair enough.
He's over the top finicky about being a PC guy and not a Mac guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly like another
person. And then I asked him, I said, have you ever seen the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley? And he said no. And then I said, you should look that up because something like that is going on right now.
Where is Matt Blum? He is in a cage in Mac's condo.
What have you done with Pony Boy?
If anyone should like a Mac, it would be Mac.
I said, Mac, what's the story with you learning Japanese? Are you going to Japan? And he says, I've been studying Japanese for 2 years.
How is your fluency?
Not good. It's hard.
How would you say not good in Japanese?
Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't been working that hard at it.
Perfect.
Why would you make a statement like that if you can't even put a word together?
It's been very off and on. I've basically have a subscription to a language service that I basically come and go to.
Is it Babbel?
It is not. Babbel, last I checked, didn't actually have Japanese. No, it's not Rosetta Stone.
Is it OnlyFans?
There are categories in there.
I know.
That's it. You know, sometimes I know when they're going to be up. That's the short. He doesn't do dick for the whole show, and then he gets it in the short. There we go. You know, we have six false starts on the opening bit, but then he gets it in there. And that's why he will be revered as a genius today.
So I give.
Congratulations, Rob.
Being a genius.
I give.
There you go.
I give Matt. I'm not. So I let just that sit. I don't like ask him about how he's learned. He tells the whole team he's learning Japanese, and everybody in the room's like, ooh, wow, ooh, like mystery man. Oh, look at this guy, all these languages.
Mystery man.
And I don't even say anything because I'm like, I'll just figure it out on the show. When you told the team that you're learning Japanese and you have been for 2 years, and everybody's like, ooh, wow, mystery man, look at this Renaissance guy.
Yeah,
what's going
on? That would be a great thing to say in a bar. Yes, what I've been studying. I've undergone an intensive study of Japanese over the last 2 years.
I'm just completing my second year of learning Japanese.
No, see, I wouldn't say learning, though. Did he say learning? Because that's a giveaway.
He's
right
been
there.
Studying.
Okay.
Studying is different. Sounds like it's got... I'm in my second year of study of Japanese.
Yeah. Because you know what that implies? That implies that you already know the language like and you're like beyond that.
You're embedded. You're traveling abroad for some sort of sabbatical.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
So, Mac, when you laid that on our team, were you expecting anybody to come like with a follow-up? Like, oh, tell me how to say this. Because that's what I was expecting. And no, everyone was just like, lauding you and being happy and like, oh, this is so interesting. Tell us more.
I did expect that a little bit, but I didn't want it because I said that and immediately remembered I've forgotten a lot because it's been a little bit of time. It's been a few months since I even touched it.
Then what prompted you to float this out there?
I don't
remember. People were talking about world travel and travel and like actually going to Asia. And then you laid it on them. And I was like, I hope to God, please, somebody just ask him a follow-up. Because if I do, then it's inappropriate because I'll just be bullying him.
Yep.
And no one asked. They just said, oh, high-fived him and said, oh, that's really interesting. What do you know? Like, what do you remember? What have you learned from Duolingo?
I've learned two of their three alphabets.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
That's a winner. That's good enough. Let's do it.
So there's katakana and hiragana.
Katakana. Give us the katakana alphabet.
Oh, I mean, so it's, I mean, the letters in Japanese are syllables. So okay. There's okay. A, E, O, U. There's ka, ke, ki, ko, ku. There's sa, se, si, so, su. And it just keeps going.
Is he making this up?
There's no way to challenge it.
That's wonderful. How about the other one?
It's the same thing. It's just different writing. It's the same alphabet with a different way to write it.
So I know the first, A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah.
What's the third alphabet that you don't know?
English?
No, it's specifically A-E-I-O-U.
A-A-E-O-U.
Yeah, they don't have Spanish. Different vowel sounds. It's always the vowel, even though they don't technically have vowels, but the vowels written in Romanized English is always going to be the same sound. So it's always going to be A, E, E, O, and U, except sometimes
May I speak a little Japanese to
you? Sure.
Papa umau mau, papa umau mau.
I have heard that from a song.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
Do you know any phrases?
I mean, there was a meme recently that I learned how to say, and it's this is fine, which is kore wa ii desu yo.
That's something.
Hey,
you know what?
That's pulling it. Yeah. I don't care where you pull it from. That's pulling it. Yeah. That's walking the walk.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
As far as I'm concerned.
Where are you going to use this Japanese?
So my original goal was so I could watch Japanese, like anime, without subtitles. That it would be a lot harder than anything.
I think it's great that you're really trying to better yourself.
And it's more just, I just want to learn it. I love everything about Japan and Japanese culture.
I see.
Yeah.
Turn off it's those like pesky subtitles.
It's just, the answer would be, I hope someday to travel.
I do. No, there is that as well.
Okay. But you're leading with cartoons.
I think there are
two
socials. That second
when
social
I first started,
is
when I first started going to Japan was so out of reach.
Right.
But, well, yeah, actually, it's not now that you've joined the show. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
a lot of times people start to go to Japan and then they call it off.
And then they yell at you.
That's right.
For not stopping something
you know,
you had no control over.
There was a time
over.
Where our fan club would send people to Japan. But unfortunately now, you know, if they're going to do anything, we're going to have them do a GoFundMe.
Mac.
Yes.
So you would be at home on Duolingo, or would you be at Micro Center on Duolingo learning how to watch your cartoons?
Or would you be in a parking lot pretending to be at college learning Duolingo?
No, this was after that.
Okay, good.
No, it, both at home and sometimes at work, rarely though. Because it's Duolingo is kind of, they make, it's almost like an app.
It's a game.
It's a game. It's a game. It's like a mobile game kind of thing where you just do little courses. They're very bite-sized and you can do them at your own pace.
Like sushi.
Yeah.
What else of Matt Bloom's characteristics are you trying to build into your repertoire?
Yeah.
Like what else are you into? Just get it off. Get it over with now.
You pretty much listed
all of them.
Do you
like to cook spaghetti?
I can cook pasta, yeah. I mean, but that's not.
Are you into
I don't have a spaghetti night or
Korean
anything like that.
Barbecue?
Not really, actually.
No? Do you like fishing?
Not in the slightest.
What about porcelain dolls?
Don't care for them. Mm.
What about over horsepowered automobiles?
Couldn't care less.
Okay, so there are
okay,
there's
there you
a division.
So
yeah.
You weren't trying to somehow become
steal him.
We had a lot in common for a while, and I've known this. Like we both have talked to each other about anime, and of our love of Japan. Oh. So I mean, we still sometimes talk about different animes. So
when
there
you would
has
talk
been
about
stuff
your,
in common.
When you would talk about your shared love of Japan, would lights become dim?
Typically, we are not in the same room. When we talk about this.
Yeah, they talk over the
You know what?
Yeah, like
Rob Spiewak, for a long time, was interested in Japanese culture. And
it's true.
He used to play, at least as long as I've known him, has played a little memory game that he would always refer to whenever the subject of Japan would come up.
Yes.
Which would, and it would be, I forgot, you want to remember something.
Yeah, the Arizona, Mike.
Guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's
you have to take a break.
How you play that game.
There you go. Remember the Arizona.
Yeah, learn the you're in the Japanese word for sorry.
Right. I think we made up for it. Oh, my God. Look at your history. Yeah. A lot of kids don't even know.
We'll
be back with the table this round right after this. Ah, I love that song. That is a great song.
One of the greatest TV themes there is, right?
Rockford Files. Really, really great TV theme. So here's this. You got to stay hydrated in the hot summer months. It's been very, very, very difficult this summer in many areas of the country. Water's too boring and flavorless. Sports drinks loaded with sugar. What to do, what to do. How about Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America?
Boom.
That's the ticket. Liquid IV is now available in sugar-free. Their hydration multiplier sugar-free uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution. No artificial sweeteners. Three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone. It's delicious too. White peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Not only will you feel awesome, but you will also be making a positive impact on the world. They have donated over 39 million servings, to over 50 countries. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get a great deal, 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. And all you have to do is use our code TMOS. That's 20% off at checkout. 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Well, that was wonderful having a little experience with our, you know, our new guy.
Yeah, getting to know him.
Mike McIntosh, and we look forward to many more visits.
Are you an Android guy or an iPhone guy?
Android.
Of course.
Oh, my God, there's another similarity right now. Oh, there it is. All right. Time for the round table. They don't let me go. They don't
go into a second layer of a dream.
I see you, sir. It's Inception. What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the walls are starting to crumble. I don't understand what's going on here. Help
it's the
me,
kick.
Please help me.
Sam Asghari has wasted no time after TMZ broke the story that he and Britney Spears have separated. He has filed for divorce from his wife of 14 months.
That's Britney over a year, Mike. That's over a year.
Sam cited the usual irreconcilable differences as the reason for ending the marriage. He is asking for spousal support and attorney's fees. But on the issue of finances, there's something way more interesting. Sam's lawyer, Neil Hirsch, is making rumblings that Sam will contest the prenup.
Oh, good.
TMZ broke the story way back when Britney had him sign a prenup and it maintains her assets in separate property. The docs say Sam has yet to determine the full nature and extent of the separate property assets and obligations of each party. He's out there counting silver is what he's doing now.
Well, you know what he should do?
What's that?
He should leave Britney alone
right now.
Fellas. You recall my take a long time ago.
You've stood by it. Butterfly net.
That once that conservatorship ended, that this was going to be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you know, I assume he was in love. He's just like, it's time to eject. And I'm not concerned. I don't know her. She's an adult, but what's next?
Well, what's next? There's more. Here's lawyer speak.
There are various items of community and quasi-community assets and debts, the full nature and extent of which are unknown to Sam now.
So they have something to spring on him.
It's highly unlikely the prenup would be declared invalid by a judge, but the reality is it's not about going to court, as one source with direct knowledge told people. Britney will write a check to Sam, and that will be the end of it. That's what an insider says.
I bet I bet she has lovely handwriting when she writes a check.
Oh, it's got to be off a dot matrix.
What is this? Wow, this one's like an ice cream stain.
This check is sticky.
This is a frappuccino.
But we'll have to wait and see. But look, Oscar's right, and he has been right, and it's sad and it sucks. But she's gonna have these kind of. She's always been surrounded by these kind of scum guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Always.
Yeah.
You know that's
she has a type.
She's got a specific type, and losers. That's it. Is she doing anything anymore? Does she have any residencies or anything coming up?
I saw an Instagram video where she got a stripper pole installed in her house.
I think she's got her book coming out.
Okay. Well, there's something coming in. That's a good thing.
Add a chapter. Divorce.
Arizona State University. You went to University of Arizona
lived
for a while.
A block away from campus for a year and a half.
At Tempe, right?
ASU,
near Tempe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
ASU. Arizona State University. They have announced a course. This is, to me, everything I've read, everything I've known, everything I've been jealous about with Arizona State from when I was back in my college days.
Mm-hmm.
This fits their MO so totally. But you will be able to speak on this perhaps better. They are now announcing a course on the social psychology of Taylor Swift.
Oh.
PhD student Alexander Wormley. She will be teaching the course titled Psychology of Taylor Swift, Advanced Topics of Social Psychology at ASU for a semester, and it's going to be a fall course. The course is basically using Taylor Swift as a semester-long example of different phenomena, gossip, relationships, revenge. The class is not a seminar on how much we like or dislike her. We want to be able to learn about psychology. And I just am curious, like, on your first day of classes, what kind of folks are going to be rolling in to that particular one?
Well, the thing is, it's going to be really tough to get into. Tickets for that have tripled in value.
Yeah, the professor comes out in sequins when she's out there.
There is value. There's a Business Wars on her actual music catalog and her fight to regain and now re-record and remaster.
She's re-recorded all of her own
because
music.
Because she lost the rights to her original albums to Scooter Braun from her original label. And so there is a business case to learn on how it was. Some may say it's a masterclass in revenge.
And she has, you can go back as an artist and you can make shades of difference with your original material. And you have the rights to record it.
Of course, anytime you want.
They have the rights to those particular recordings of the original song.
Yes.
But I hate it.
But if you make a shade of difference and they make a big poobah out of releasing it.
Yeah, I hate it, though, because that's not the record that charted. And that's not the record that originally sold. And when artists re-record their own stuff.
What if it's better, though?
It's better for the artist, though.
I suppose it's better for the artist. But
are you a label guy or are you an artist guy?
I'm on the side of America.
Rob has always been a Tommy Mottola guy.
Mottola, the best pull you could have found.
If you pull like a record that is re-recorded by the original artist because they've lost control of it, and you get it and it's a little different, it's not the way you remember it. Now, I suppose with the Swifties, it's probably different.
How about Elvis? Just use that as a baseline.
Okay.
Elvis loses the rights to his records.
Right.
And he doesn't own his masters.
Right.
He re-records them. They're a little different, but you know every penny's going to Graceland and Elvis.
Then you know what?
That
would be different then. Okay, I can see that. Okay.
So you rebuy them. You'd say, oh no, I'm going, like even with Taylor's latest album, she goes, Taylor's version.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, and that, by the way, is charting number one.
Think they'll do a revenge part of the class, like with all her relationships and putting them in songs?
I hope they do.
Piss off people like John Mayer.
I've never really had any type of vendetta but now when I watch Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know enough about what's happened with him and Taylor Swift, but I know I don't like the guy.
Yeah. You haven't had experience with like songs of revenge and things like that. Me, I could put out a f-ing box set. Not just relationships and love either. How about a huge box set?
Mike?
Like I have different packs.
I have
go right down the line. I got names I can give you right now. I go.
Here is an Arizona State fun fact that the location shooting for the Jerry Lewis movie, The Nutty Professor, was ASU.
I love that.
So if you watch the movie, you actually see the campus.
If you're on TikTok and you see a lot of.
My friends are here.
Bama Rush, but really nationally. I suggest you look at ASU because it's very impressive. Yes. Nice dance routine.
Very nice. I played golf there with Matt Elliott one time.
Did he touch you inappropriately?
Okay, let's move on.
My God.
We called Charlie before. I just wanted to give you the whole story.
Please.
The two American tourists who were found asleep on the Eiffel Tower, that happened Monday morning.
Okay.
Staff at the most famous monument in Paris woke the men in the early morning, and they were allegedly drunk and evading security the previous evening. As they made their rounds in the morning, ahead of their 9 a.m. opening, they discovered the two. Where were they? It says let me see.
They're at the
pair
top.
Appear to have gotten stuck because of how drunk they were. And then they were found in a section of the tower normally closed to the public.
Wow.
Between its second and third levels. So they weren't all the way up at the
top. I thought they were at just the tip, just for a little bit.
No, they were not on the tip.
Just the tip.
I'm trying to think. The second and third level, I believe, are just above the arch. You know, like there's an arch.
I've never been. I don't know.
It's fantastic. It's an amazing structure.
Said they bought a ticket on Sunday night, then hopped security barriers while descending from the top of the tower, and they intend to file a criminal complaint against them.
I say they let them go.
They are not happy
with that.
The
French owe us plenty.
Yes, for as long as I can remember. If you shy away from buying Eggo waffles because they don't seem adult enough, they are now elevating the experience in a way that you can't get without being carded. Eggo has teamed up with Sugarlands Distilling to launch a new liqueur called Eggo Brunch in a Jar Sippin' Cream.
Gross.
I agree.
I'm intrigued.
Brunch in a bar sipping cream.
Sounds gross.
You know what? So rarely does the name of something get worse with every word you read. It's already bad with Eggo, and by the time you get to sipping cream, no.
I'd want to try it at least.
No. It's 20% alcohol, 40 proof, and this is what they write, and seamlessly blends the flavors of the toasted Eggo waffle, sweet maple syrup, and rich butter with a hint of smoky bacon, if that wasn't gross enough for you.
Oh, God, no.
If you're wondering why, an exec says they know it's difficult to be a parent.
So what? You're drunk when you're making your kids breakfast?
It's sipping cream. Mom needs her sipping cream.
Dealing with schedules, household errands, blah, blah, blah. So they wanted to create something that can help them find moments that they can savor for themselves.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Eggo Brunch in a Jar Sippin' Cream. Rob.
You know what else is good is Mrs. Butterworth's OxyContin.
There you go. Yes, sir. Back are the Sacklers with a breakfast treat for you. And finally today, the owners of, it's called Donor House.
Oh.
It's German. It's got an umlaut over the O. D-O-N-E-R.
Let's go to our language
Duner
expert.
House.
Mac?
Is it Duner House?
It's Duner House.
What is it?
Duner House.
Duner. It's Duner House.
Yeah, that's how the Japanese say it.
It's a
I took
small,
German too.
Fast, you took casual, German too?
Yeah.
God, he's Duner. Whole access powers.
Duner House is a small, fast, casual German restaurant in the East Village, known for its German-style kebabs. Well, they are facing a trademark infringement battle with the parent company of Pornhub.
Oh, no!
Which also has a subsite that it calls Donor House.
Gross.
Donor House porn videos. The Pornhub version is without the two dots, or the, is it an umlaut, Rob? Is
umlaut,
that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is called an umlaut. Yep, I just read ahead. MindGeek, the shadowy parent company. I love it when the news story says a shadowy parent company.
Yeah, it's, you know what? Not to be trusted.
Hello, MindGeek.
Anyway.
Hello, this is Duner. Refunds, no refunds.
They're the parent company of the multi-billion dollar porn empire. They said in a legal letter sent to the restaurant last month that the restaurant's logo could cause Pornhub customers to be confused by the restaurant's offerings because the restaurant's name has the same look and feel as the one that Pornhub uses.
Oh, the feel.
That's a claim the owners,
yuck,
whose fast casual restaurant opened on 240 East 14th Street earlier this spring, find absurd. Pornhub describes itself as
the world's leading free porn site
that features unlimited free sex movies.
It all depends. The confusion, it all depends on the menu. If there's Eggo cream, then we have an issue.
Sippin' cream.
Sippin' cream. Somehow we're going down a very bad road.
We are.
I don't want to stay
okay.
That's the way it goes. We'll take a break. When we come back,
the smoky taste of bacon, Mike.
The smoky taste of sippin' cream. Isn't that great? Speaking of sex, we'll either talk about the Lioness TV show or Sex in Space.
Both
what do you think is going to win?
Both great.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, honey, where's my sippin' cream?
Gross.
Guess what?
What?
You need Chime. You may think a credit score is no big deal, but if you're dealing with a low credit score or no credit score at all, that could be a problem for your future financial goals. That's why millions of people swear by Chime's secured credit builder, Visa Credit Card. You build your credit score safely with everyday purchases and on-time payments. Plus, there's no annual fee or credit check to get started. Use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. And build credit using your own money. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit.
Oh, dear.
Late payment may negatively impact. I'm really sorry.
Here it comes.
Trying to be a professional here.
Here it comes.
You got this.
Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. It's that easy.
That's
I should have
all.
Done it the first time. I should have had it there. Come on. What's going on? Let's have sex in space.
Sex in space.
Rob brought that to the table.
Don't you
today.
Want to
we'll
say
talk
that
about Lioness next week.
Is that with a new line?
No, but before we
that
close
would be the door. Six in space.
Before we close the door on umlauts, you know, the proper way to pronounce the band now is Blue Oyster Cult. All right. So with people, normal Joes, you and me, buying tickets to go to outer space.
Average Joe. No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's available.
Humans.
It's money. It's a lot of
money.
People
that are not astronauts, not normal Joes.
Exactly. Okay. But.
What? Space tourism is accessible now.
Okay. That's a good way to say it. And with space tourism being accessible, could space hotels be far behind?
Ooh.
Right?
That is compelling.
So,
well, I mean, it's natural that with the adventures going out into space and with development of inter-space travel, you're going to have space stations, that type of thing.
Yeah, but they're thinking now more like hotels, and businesses are looking in to building outer space hotels. But there's something to think about that's a risk.
Well, first, the current, I guess, baseline is the International Space Station, right?
Right.
Okay.
Very so then,
but no room service.
But no, but just like as far as, you know, where you could stay now.
People
well,
are
space
just,
is a challenge, and I'm not saying space is a challenge, like the vastness of space. I'm talking about
square
the
footage.
Actual space you yeah. would have would be challenging,
yeah.
I would
but
think.
But they're
right?
looking ahead to it, which makes certain companies think about sex in space.
Mm.
Because if you're going to be flying up there, spending a few days with, say, your spouse,
yeah.
you're going to think that you're going to need that, right?
It depends.
Sex in space.
I don't know. I go a lot of places where we stay in hotels we pay for and no sex happens.
Yeah, but it's space, man. Don't you want to be the first?
Hey, man, it's space. All right. Yeah, man.
So,
come on.
I guess you'd want to do it in space, but just don't people want to do it in an airplane, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's that.
Sex
the next
in
level.
Space. Safe.
Is it the Mile High Club if you're in space?
I think it's
damn
more
right
than
right
that.
Oh, sorry.
The Thousand Mile High Club.
What? Thousand Mile High
Did we
Club.
Wake you?
No, he just doesn't know how to talk about
in
sex.
Your mouth or something?
No, I was just choking on my own saliva.
isolate that one. Isolate that one. Get that right into my soundboard, please. Please get that into my soundboard. I need it. I really need it. So, but Rob, aren't we getting the cart before the hotel here?
Well, all I'm saying is that with citizen space travel becoming more available, they're looking ahead to the next step.
Yes.
Now, because they're thinking hotels, they asked about sex in space. And NASA has never commented on it. And NASA yeah. is also a government agency that fact, when Sally Ride was to go into space mm-hmm. for a 10-day trip.
Mm-hmm.
You had to use that, man.
Well, this is the truth. They asked her if 1,000 tampons would be enough for 10 days. So they just don't know the system.
Well, they have to have redundancy. That's what space travel is about.
I suppose. But 1,000?
Oh.
And they could pack them, especially if they're like the freeze-dried ones that expand. Well, don't
but
they all
gonna
expand?
If they're going to send 1,000 up there, you got to get that lady from Progressive to go to space.
Only if she puts on weight.
Flow.
That's right.
Heavy flow. Maybe they're different versions.
But Mike, here's the deal. According to other companies that have done experiments, if someone gets pregnant on purpose or otherwise, there's a chance that radiation background, they call it radiation
of space in the background.
What?
They call it the radiation of space that's in the background up there at all times could indeed harm a freshly fertilized egg cell, even if it's only in space for a
counterpoint.
Couple days. Okay.
The son of Jor-El.
Superman.
Yes.
Kal-El.
Kal-El. You saw what space did to him.
Space made him
yes.
Superman.
Yes.
Like he baked a little longer and look at all his powers.
Like it may not even be possible to get pregnant in space. Think of this.
Oh, not Mike. Look at him. He's so fertile.
Mike just has to go to the launching pad.
I get anybody pregnant in space just by looking at him.
Yes. Most of the space, Mike, when they're trying to simulate sex in space, most of the experiments are dealing with rodents. So they might not be applicable to humans at all. However, they are experimenting with rodents. And in one study, researchers put mouse embryos in an incubator on board a space satellite. And the embryos survived space, but sustained severe DNA damage.
Mike.
Something slipped on my finger here. Sorry.
In other research, exposure to the microgravity decreased testosterone.
Yeah.
Yes, and the sperm production in male rats. So some female rats have mated during spaceflight, but then usually have early pregnancy loss.
You know, this has implications for the future, but here's my point. Even if you are in a secured, sealed environment,
yes,
like the space station or a vehicle that transports you that you're floating around in out there, that you'll still get the gribbly radiation getting into your balls?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right. Scary.
It is.
How are we going to build a space race?
How are we going to further the species, Oscar?
What are we going to do in Mars to populate it?
Exactly.
But also, how about this? That NASA has not publicly commented on it, but female astronauts up till now have been freezing their eggs before they go into space, just in case. So
like,
there is...
And leaving them on Earth or taking them with
leaving
them?
Leaving them on Earth.
How do they get it pregnant, though?
Well, no, I mean...
I get it, because they're worried about the radiation.
Oh,
so they
come back
their
eggs. And
so
fix
they
them.
Come back and they fix them. So the later, this guy from Cranfield University
they fix them.
It says, we are definitely saying that you should ban sex in space, but a lot of research remains to be seen. And it's weird with the stuff with the mice.
All I know is if I go to space, I want plenty of ice cubes up there.
Mike,
I want to have all the ice for all my cocktails that I'm going to have in space.
I don't know anything about that.
If you had like in 10 years, somehow there's a sponsor that comes on and you could go. Would you go?
Yeah, I'd be 74 years old. I'd love to go to space because if I blow up, it doesn't really matter.
Well, you'd be younger than Shatner when he went.
Yeah, Rob? That's right.
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't go?
No.
You wouldn't go to
space? Adventure. You go to King's Dominion.
Oh, I canceled the Fox. I took it off the soundboard.
Oh, on Fox?
On Fox, yeah, because I had to put the
you wouldn't go?
I wouldn't go to space.
I feel like
you
that would be up your alley.
You wouldn't go to space at all?
No.
You get all the attention, tell your friends you went to space?
No, I wouldn't care about that.
I love attention.
I don't mind attention, but I can do, if I want to do that, I'll do something different. I'm not going to do something.
He doesn't even go to the mall in Fairfax, Virginia. How's
he
going to go to space?
Space is next level.
No, I don't think it is. I think space is a silly risk.
And
we're not meant to be in space.
It's inconvenient. Right?
I mean, Mike, it might be convenient.
Yeah.
If they were to build something in Loudoun County.
Yeah, well, a lot of aerospace out there, right?
Exactly. It's possible. Yeah.
I'll stay home. Someone's got to feed the dog.
Yeah, right next to Dulles. He might be
Udvar
there.
Udvar Hazy.
We'll be right back.
Feel the Udvar Hazy.
Ingvar Skospa.
Blue oyster
coffee. Mama puts it. Hey, get to know Legacy Box.
Please.
It's the ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer. That's for the birds. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever for only $9 per tape. It's like magic. All you do, send in your Legacy Box filled with your VHSs, your camcorder thingies, your pictures. They have a staff, professional team right here in the good old US of A. They will digitize everything. They will return it to you on a thumb drive,
right.
or the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. It's great to see parents and kids and childhoods. We've all used it and we all love it because you can't put a price on memories. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer.
Hello. Daughter.
Side. Huntington Beach is a lovely beach in California, and that's where they chose to have a meetup of a furry organization. Now, you know what furries are, right?
Yeah. I saw an outtake at one point about a news anchor that didn't know what furries were.
And very
some
awkward.
Sort of like fire or something where they yes. evacuated the hotel, and this anchor starts losing it. It was one of the funny, because it was so real.
Yes.
Well, what are furries? And it shows all these like mascots standing out on the street. It was fracturingly funny. Really, really was.
Well, this is a furry convention on Huntington Beach, and someone who was not part of the convention, just happened to be there, kept filming on his phone what was going on. Now, this did not sit well with the dog that was dressed like a pirate.
Oh, that's what that was about.
Yes. So,
like on a beach.
Yeah. So let's take a look at what happens when you disobey the furry.
Oh, we will make you leave! You can let go of them anytime!
The furry's got the bullhorn.
Oh, he's hitting it with a bullhorn.
Oh, yeah. Now watch.
Oh.
At the very last second, a dog dressed as a bat comes in. Can we have that one more time, Max, so we can see the bat come in?
Yeah, the furries are fighting.
Here comes the bat. Here he comes. There he goes.
The bat flies in from the other side. And the guy really wigged out.
On
the guy
beach.
Hit in the head.
I know.
In There's another video of it. There's another clip of it where where the guy is just screaming. The guy that got hit,
yes.
that was doing the video recording, is just screaming like, you know when somebody screams to the point where it no longer becomes a concern?
Yeah,
beyond
human.
You know the guy's just
crazy.
Being a drama,
yeah,
drama
exactly,
fight.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Now, we're all married.
Yes.
And we've all had, I'd say, success in our relationships.
Mike just found it.
Yeah, but I mean, we've enjoyed it throughout the years.
Here's on the fence.
Here is a lovely piece of advice that I think we can all keep in mind. How to make your woman feel special.
Boys, this is how you keep a healthy relationship with your girlfriend. It's the little things, like opening the door for him.
So he lets
That's
her in
all
the car.
It takes.
Shuts the door.
Guys, I got about 3 seconds here. Never get a girlfriend. Never get married. They're going to ruin your f***ing life and take all your money. Oh, what a beautiful day.
What were you doing out there?
Oh, just checking my tire pressure.
That's my, you know, my favorite part of that is when he says, just checking my tire pressure.
That's all.
She didn't even look at him. You know, it's like, what were you doing out there?
I didn't even email it.
Mike, his name is Rory Ehrlich. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's 6 years old. And hold off on the video for a second, Mac. He won the best mullet in the country. And this kid is excited.
My heart is beating so fast.
It's just hysterical, and I love it. I love every part of it. It's been such an amazing, fun contest, and the community has been so awesome, and it's so overwhelming. We went to the barber. He wanted a mullet and said he wanted to do this contest.
I hate the mother, but not as much as I hate the anchor that he's dealing with when he comes on Good Morning Philadelphia.
Oh, no.
On CBS. Can we please have that?
Oh, no.
Look at this. Is this amazing stuff? This is fantastic.
It goes over the name.
It really
What's
is.
The hang time?
Do a little shake of your hair there, Rory. Look at that. Goodness, it's like Fabio.
I know. What are the reactions? What do people say when they see you, Rory?
You get a lot of compliments, right?
I bet. By the way, now, Rory, I know you think this is original, but, you know, Mr. Jim here, I had a mullet years ago. If we're going to take a look, do we have a photo? I pulled this out of my old archives here. Look at this. Notice I had a mullet when I first started here, and then my boss said, no, we've got to trim that a little
90?
Bit for professional reasons.
He sounds like Regis a
little
bit.
Yeah, he does sound a little Regis-y, but he's got to be old.
Yeah,
And he's been at it a while, and I'm sure he's the favorite there. But congratulations on the mullet.
That's mullet man. We got a guy, one of Michael's coaches, great, Coach Bill.
Uh-huh.
Coach Bill, I'm pretty sure with the real heat, just pulled the trigger and got rid of it last night. Now, the first time I saw it, I said, hey, Coach Bill got rid of the mullet. And he said, nope, it's underneath the hat. And he lifted it up and had his old mullet up top. But I think last night I was watching the greatest football coach. First of all, he's wonderful to the kids. But he's like, ready, go, ready. Pay attention to me, boys. Pay attention. The greatest football coach voice in the world.
That's awesome.
And he had the mullet, but I think the heat finally got a bit.
It's tough.
Hey, oh, sorry about that, Mr. Guy in Maine. I talked about the weather again.
Mike, what is your take on spam?
Spam?
Not a computer spam, but the actual canned meat.
Don't care for it.
I like it. Oscar, ever had it?
One time with Mike at his house, I think.
It doesn't do it for me.
It's made by the Hormel company, and did you know that it's very popular in Hawaii?
I know it's very popular in Hawaii.
And it started with the GIs. As a matter of fact, there is a fried spam and rice dish that is very, very popular.
It's a staple over there.
And considering all of the hardships that they are dealing with in Maui, Hormel has stepped up and is sending spam to Hawaii.
They are our ohana. I would say that they are truly our family. They're our friends, and they bring this brand to life. Now is our time to let our ohana on Maui know that we see them, that we love them, that we're supporting them.
I love that. That's nice.
It's very, very nice. Oh, we need water. We need food. We need housing. What's coming? Spam.
Spam and no can opener.
It's something.
It's something.
It is something.
Every little bit helps, and it's popular over there. It really is.
It's not like Hormel can ship water.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Hormel make water? Meat water?
They could buy some.
They could, I suppose. You
know, I'm sorry. That's the cynic in me. My sincere apologies. It's not bad enough. What's coming? Spam. Big boatload of spam. Yippee.
I wonder if it floats.
Okay, go ahead.
Wonder to think about. Mike, this comes from a listener. His name is, I hope I get your name right, sir, Bhupinder Sandhu, and he has got a six-year-old daughter named Offleen, and she says the same thing every time he puts our podcast on, and he was able to tape her and send it to us. So there's a six-year-old Offleen.
Daddy, not the Mike and Mary show again.
There you go. Like most of our listeners. On that thread yesterday. That's what it was.
That's all I've got for you today.
That's it. We got to get out of here. And Mac, you just keep it up with those Japanese lessons, all right? Keep studying. We're going for total fluency.
Christmas.
Hey, everybody, tomorrow, bonus show. Be there. You'll love it. Support our fruitcakes. When are we pulling the trigger on that?
End of the month.
End of the month. So you have until the end of August
to
get your fruitcake futures and support the show. We would really appreciate that. And then at Christmas time, your windfall arrives.
Yes, and it's time for the holidays.
Yummy in your tummy. We'll see you tomorrow for the bonus show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Shit.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.